Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. He's a state championship football coach by fall, but in the summer, he's a farm boy. We're talking about Mike Poposi, the head football coach at Sterling Newman Central Catholic High School. But he was telling me off the air, part of a detasseling crew since 1980. Mike Poposi, I didn't know that about you. That's a pretty long legacy in that type of activity. Give us the backstory on that.
Well, the backstory is a guy came to me from a company back in 1980 in the early spring and wanted to know if I'd get a detasseling crew together. And I'd never done it, never even thought about doing it. And Rich Montgomery, a coach over at Rock Falls, was there. And Rich had done it for like 17 years back where he came from. And he said, let's do it. So I started it, and unfortunately I haven't been able to finish it. So, just staying at Newman, I need a means to kind of supplement my income because, we aren't close to the public school pay. And so that's what I've been doing. I've raised five children and paid for weddings and in college this way, and it's just helped our family immensely.
Now, you mentioned your family. Now, have some of your kids helped out in the operation over the years?
Oh, yeah. They've all been out there. My one daughter lasted a day and a half, but most of the other four have made it through the entire season, and they've helped me. And, my boys did it all through college, so that was a means by which we all could make some money, and that was the idea of it.
Well, and a lot of people don't understand the dynamics of true manual labor. Manual labor is detasseling corn. So people, you'd be surprised, Coach Poposi, living in farm country, how many people don't know what detasseling corn is. Can you explain to our listening audience what that is and the manual labor that goes into that?
Yeah, there's depending on the seed company, you always have a mill row, at least one, some have two, and then you have anywhere between four to six female rows, and the female rows are the ones we have to detassel because we don't want them to self-pollinate the corn. And so we have to go through on the female rows and pop the tassels off the corn, off the stalk. So we have machines we go through and cut first, and then we have another machine I go through and wheel pull it, get off what tassels they can, and then we come in and clean it up. It usually takes two times through a field to get it to the 0.1% that we need for it to be a clean field. So the kids go through and find those that are left, and hopefully don't miss any. And that's the story.
Well, that's a pretty good explanation. Here's a trick question for you: is it easier to last 37 years coaching football or detasseling corn?
Very, very quickly, I can say football. This is, I tell everybody because they all say kind of like what you're saying, 37 years, how the heck you do it? And the only way I can get through it, I say it's my penance for all my sins during the year. So, that's how I go out there and get it done, is got to find some way to get the sins off my soul. And by doing this, I hope that happens.
And the other thing, too, I mean, there are some lessons to be learned. I told you about the roguing crew over from Anawan. The conditions, I think you get hot and heavy normally right around after the 4th of July and about a month after that. So you're talking about kind of the hottest part of the year that you're doing this. What have you learned? Can you apply anything you learned from being part of a detasseling crew and apply that to coaching or apply that to the classroom? Or are there lessons to be learned from that?
Oh, most certainly. And I try to get, I tell you, it's hard to get the parents to buy into this. But, it teaches so many good life lessons, because some of the parents complain, I don't want to have to wash their clothes every day. I don't want to have to make them a lunch every day. to which I say, well, the kids should do it. You know, they should be able to do that. And, you know, that's a good life lesson there. And the perseverance to proceed through this, you know, we have big bonuses for the kids that never miss or only miss one day because, you know, we want them to make as much money as possible. And also the teamwork involved because, you know, the more the merrier and the more you get done, the quicker you get out of those fields. So, you know, we apply that every day to the kids. I, you know, give them a little pep talk like I do with the football team every day about, you know, do your job as best you can, help your fellow mates out when they need it, and let's do this as a team and get out of here. You know?
And then as far as your crew is concerned, over the years, have you had some of your student-athletes or some of your players that have been part of the detasseling crew as well?
Oh, most certainly. Yeah, we get a lot of the football players out and a lot of the girls, too. You know, we used to have around 100 kids on our crew. Now we're down to about 60, so it's just harder and harder. You know, we had an accident down here about 5 or 6 years ago that really has changed the thought process of some of the parents letting them out. And it wasn't on my crew, but it was devastating. They lost two girls. And so that's changed the thought process a lot. But, you know, I've had plenty of kids. I just get kids from basically from Newman and the Catholic grade schools because then I know them. And it's worked out great.
All right, before we let Coach Poposi leave us, this is, I think, the first time in 4 years or 5 years that Rock Ridge and Newman are not playing in week one. Give us a thumbnail sketch about the Comets and just the forthcoming 2017 season.
Yeah, we kind of looked at the schedule wondering when we did play Rock Ridge. This year will be towards the middle end of it, and you know, like any good team, you know, you got to be ready for. And I don't care if it's the first game or the last game of the regular season. Rock Ridge is very well coached. They have good kids that are, you know, just believe in team. And, you know, it's going to be a classic matchup again. And, you know, I feel strongly that the way we choose who our schedule is now, we're playing every tough team in both divisions because we've been successful the last couple of years, but I guess that's the price you pay for success. And our kids know that, you know, who we're going to play and what we got to do. You got to be ready every game, but we do that every year. You know, everybody wants a piece of us, so we just have to be ready. And Rock Ridge is a fine team, and there's a couple more around your area that are going to be tough right back too. So, you know, we'll just play them one at a time and see what happens.
Coach, stay high rated out in the fields here over the next couple of weeks. Going to be some hot days. Always a pleasure talking with you, and we'll see you in the fall.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Mike Poposi, the head coach of Newman, talking about detasseling on WRMJ.